going to spend most of our time with. The March 24th and 25th Advisory Panel and Oversight Committee meeting summaries and summaries and written comments of the public hearings. The Monkfish AP and the Oversight Committee met on March 24th and 5th to review public comment and to finalize recommendations to both councils for final action. I attended the AP meeting, and at times there was a pretty lively debate, but the end result was a slate of consensus recommendations for the committee to consider the next day. And I really want to commend them because this work really made the committee's recommendations and work the next day much easier. And I also want to highlight that most of the committee's recommendations are unanimous. The notable exception is Section 3.2, in which the committee added a third new preferred option for the northern management area, which is 80% of the ACL, rather than support either the options from the PDT, which were 40% and 64%. That vote was 7-2, and should the council support consideration of this third new option, final action on the amendment will have to be delayed until the June meeting so that the PDT can meet again to analyze this alternative. And as Frank Erland reported, the MID met on April 14th for final action on Amendment 5. They approved all the committee's recommendations and then deferred to this council final adoption of the ACL and days at sea trip limit alternatives for the northern management area. And in your decision document, it's pretty concise and pretty straightforward, and Phil's going to lead us through it. And it contains in the right comment period all the recommendations of the committee, the AP, and the public comments. And I want to remind everybody that this Amendment 5 here is just specific to ACLs, AMs, 2011 through 13 days at sea and trip limits, and some administrative modifications. The next action, Amendment 6, is going to focus on catch shares. So as Phil and I tag team here, after he makes a summary of each individual motion measure, I'll follow with a motion. And most of them are committee motions, although there's one that I'm going to make on my own to clarify the committee's intent, because in Phil's and my deliberations, we weren't sure whether the committee had actually made an official motion.
Okay, if we can get that page one of the decision document up. This is section 3.1. In the environmental assessment, and it is the biological and management reference points. I think if you can zoom in on the second, just make it like larger percentage and look at the second box. The first alternative one, the no action alternative, is states what the B target, B threshold, F threshold, and the OY is under the no action alternative. But with the National Standard 1 guidelines revised and the MSRA, we now have some other items that we need to specify, and that includes MSY, OFL, ABC, and OY in the context of the new reference points. And so you've seen all of these before. Alternative 2 is recommended by both the AP and the Oversight Committee. I can run through them, or you can just look at them on the table, your preference. But it states what MSY is currently based on the 2007 assessment numbers, OFL. And in this case, OFL is above MSY because in the last assessment, biomass in 2006 was above the biomass target, and therefore the OFL, which is a product of F threshold and current biomass, is actually higher than the MSY, which is the target biomass times F threshold. The ABC, you may recall, the SSC recommended an interim ABC, given that there was no way to quantitatively assess the scientific uncertainty based on the nature of the last assessment. In fact, the current assessment that's going on, one of the terms of reference is to provide estimates of uncertainty, and so there's a possibility that the SSC will be able to revise and recommend an updated ABC once the assessment is completed. But for the time being, the values associated with the current ABC is 17,000 and approximately 500 metric tons in the north and 13,326 in the south. In the past, the optimum yield was set at the catch target. In a sense, we're doing the same thing, but the nomenclature's changed, so we're setting OY equal to the ACT, which is the catch target on which the management measures are based. Both the advisory panel and the oversight committee recommended this one. Do you want to switch to make a motion on that? And then, so if we could have the motion one or whatever that is up there.
You all set, Karen? Okay. On behalf of the committee, in section 3.1, biological and management reference points, move to recommend for adoption alternative two.
We've indicated on this on these motions that the Mid-Atlantic Council's vote, this being a joint plan, all the measures need to be approved by a majority of both councils, and so in this case it was a unanimous vote on the Mid-Atlantic Council's part.
I'm going to step in here for a second. If there's a suggestion or a recommendation to add a third alternative, right, the 80% threshold? I guess my question is, why don't we take that up first? If the council decides to include it, then the PDT needs to do the analysis and we don't need to take final action, right?
Well, you could approve all the other components of this so that you don't have to do it again in June. I mean, it's your call. That's what was scheduled to do to happen today.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Anyone on the council, the motion on the board? Anyone in the audience? Back to the council, Paul Howard.
Phil, is this the option that is a new option, or was this, I'm confused, whether we voting on a new alternative that we didn't go out to public hearing?
No, not here.
Which?
This next thing, next item about before you. This particular one was vetted and included.
Oh, we're up here. Oh, I was looking in the wrong alternative. Too.
Back to the council. Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Sixteen in favor, opposed, abstentions, one abstention, motion carries.
Could go back to the decision document, please. Section 3.2. Alternative one is no annual catch limits and no accountability measures. It's not consistent with the MSRA, so it's really a non-issue. We have here the ACLs and AMs. Now, ACL, the annual catch limit, is proposed to be set equal to ABC, since ABC takes into account scientific uncertainty to the extent that it does. There's no technical basis for setting the ACL at a different number. Then there's the reactive accountability measure if catches exceed the ACL, which is to deduct the ACL overage from on a pound-for-pound basis from the ACT and to make the adjustments, and also includes a component that if the council's don't take the appropriate action in a timely way, the regional administrator will be authorized to do so using the formula that's established. Then we get to the proactive accountability measures, and For the northern area, these are proactive accountability measures, I should say, which is the ACT, the catch target. These are designed to prevent the catches from exceeding the ACL after considering management uncertainty. We didn't have a basis on which to quantify management uncertainty, but given the status of the stocks from the last assessment and the opportunity to increase effort, we have two options here for the north at 8,063 metric tons, or 10,750, and those relate to the current TAL of 5,000 metric tons, and you can consider that 5,700 more or less of total catch considering the discards. So there's an increase in there. However, both the AP and the committee considered the fact that the stock is above the biomass target and overfishing is not occurring, and recommended the development of a third option for the ACT to be set at 80% of the ACL. The ACL, you may recall from your previous vote, for the northern area is 17,485 metric tons. That's the one item which will require some consideration by the council. For the southern area, the two options for the proactive AM 9,211 and 11,469 metric tons, both the AP and the OS, and predominance of comments from the publics supported option two. So I guess we'll take the motions at this point on those, which would be the first one actually relates to this is the committee's motion. Now, the Mid-Atlantic did not make this motion or vote on this motion. They actually, if you'll just scroll down to the two blue things there, they essentially voted to defer to the New England Council on this one because it's primarily, well, because it's a northern area matter rather than taking up the vote on that. So they support whatever you decide to do with regards to this particular motion, which is the third option for the northern accountability measure. Take it away, Terry.
Okay, on behalf of the committee, a motion in section 3.2, annual catch limits and accountability measures, to recommend adoption of a third preferred option for the northern management area, 13,988 metric tons, or 80% of the ACL, with trip limits and agency adjustments set accordingly.
Committee motion does not require a second. Discussion. Doug Grout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Terry, could you explain to me why this is being brought up right now as an option, as we're about ready to take final action? Has the committee ever considered this type of a alternative or something similar to it in prior to this?
You're going to help me out, Phil, but my recollection is the committee had discussed a higher limit in the past, but at deliberations at the end when they were looking at the southern management areas, the option two, which was the preferred, was at 86%, and the committee and the AP were looking something more comparable, so that the northern and the southern management areas were heavily, roughly the same range of alternatives.
Is there concern from the committee about delaying this amendment further and delaying it so that we it's going to take a longer time before we start working on the next amendment?
Well, it was a unanimous recommendation from the committee members that were there that day, fully recognizing that if the well, not a unanimous recommendation, the two people who opposed it as a preferred alternative, but it was a very deliberate discussion on it. It would mean a delay of the catch-share amendment. Paul Howard.
Phil, could you explain the relationship to what you intend to do when there's a new stock assessment coming in place, right? In we're going to get that in June. And if those numbers come in, what is the intent of the Monkfish Committee to address those? And how will that impact these numbers?
If the numbers that come out of the assessment essentially substantiate the last assessment in terms of stock status and the numbers are the same, then I suppose you could just proceed with this without any further ado. If, however, the numbers that come out of the assessment are different, and say the biomass is lower than we thought it was, that means ABC and all those numbers are going to change. The B current, which goes into the calculation, is going to change. And the ACL, the ABC may be closer to the OFL, and therefore there would have to be some reconsideration. I think the first thing we'd want to do before acting on that is to go to the SSC, and because they gave us an interim ABC. They may now have the ability to recommend a different ABC, and I would suggest that we would want to consider that before adopting a higher catch target. You know, it really, I can't predict, you know, even though I participate in the working group, what the SARC is going to do with the assessment, and certainly there's a possibility that the numbers can change, and if they do, then, you know, you may want to reconsider. A lower catch target clearly would reduce the risk that you would be in that situation where you might want to change things around a little bit.
I think my issue was we get a new, has the Monkfish Committee discussed, we're getting a new assessment. What are we going to do with that new assessment? Are we going to take action, establish a new ABC, do this and that, to address this amendment? Are we going to do it right away, you know, a couple months after we've submitted this amendment? We may likely have to change ABC. You know, this never do we get assessments 3 years apart that are the same. So we are going to, my question is, we're going to take action in after we get the stock assessment, most likely.
I'm going to fix something. Well, I've brought up the timing issue since we scheduled this assessment, and you know we had a timeline for the amendment. The committee itself has not explicitly discussed the fact that they may have to address these issues because we don't know if there are issues or not coming out of the assessment. If there are no issues, then we can proceed with the next amendment. If there are issues, then I think we would be obligated to address them. But there's been no explicit discussion of that.
Good. Sally McKee.
A question for Phil. What analysis has been done of this alternative as it was proposed by the committee a couple of weeks ago when it was put on the table?
There's been no analysis of this. You know, PDT members are, have other obligations. I couldn't just call them up and say, let's do this today. We had a stock assessment working group that lasted a week. I was out of the office for a week after that. So nothing has been done. And, in fact, I don't think it would be fair to have them do the analysis prior to the council agreeing to proceed with this. We analyzed all of the other options, and that's really what went to public hearing. So,
thank you, Phil. So I voted against this motion at committee. The reason I did was primarily because the word preferred was included. It didn't seem to make any sense that we would be able to indicate that something's a preferred without having any kind of analysis. So therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to amend the motion that's on the board to read that to recommend development of a third option. And then it would continue to read the same, Karen, from that point on, a preferred option for the northern management area at 80% of the ACL with adjustments accordingly. So that would essentially allow the PDT to do the actual analysis of this alternative. Presumably it would delay the amendment, but it would allow this alternative to go through the PDT process so we can actually know what it's going to mean.
Is there a second? Seconded by Dave Preble. Discussion? Dave?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support the 80% and said so at the committee meeting, but I have the same sense of it that Sally does. I'm very leery of recommending the adoption of any preferred option that has no analysis, and that was my sole reason for that. So I would support this motion to do the analysis. If this should fail, I will support the original motion, but I would rather see it done the right way. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a good substitution throughout the deliberations of the committee and the AP. Most members of the committee and the industry have repetitively commented that there's very little good news. And right now, with the status of the monks currently until this next, at least next stock assessment being relatively good, the industry would like to have a better opportunity. And so I would encourage the analysis, and we can see where it falls in June.
Dave Gaethel.
Yes, Phil. In creating the original numbers, these numbers were provided by the new model that was adopted for the stock assessment. Correct.
For the 2007 assessment.
Right, and there's been no reruns of that model or anything since then. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what your question is. I mean, we used the same model in analyzing these alternatives that was not done at the assessment, but it was the same model and the same data that went into that assessment, updated for the years that have passed since the terminal year of that assessment.
Okay, what I'm concerned with is that this was basically the first run of a new model, and that the council at that time had felt that it needed to add a little extra precaution in here in case subsequent runs turned out to be perhaps overly optimistic. And that if we go, and that was the reason we set this large buffer in the numbers. And now by going potentially to 80%, you're removing that large buffer. So if you come back at this new stock assessment and they come back and say, well, you know, yeah, the model still works, but maybe it was a little overly optimistic or something, and the numbers drop, we're going to have an issue. Do you understand what I'm trying to drive at here? I'm concerned that we're getting up to 80% of a new model that we've only had really one bite of the apple at, and it may not be perfect. And I'm not sure I want to be at that level. I might like to be at a lower level that's more in keeping with where we've been in the past, And in case, you know, things turn out that more in the past is more where we really are. I know that's confusing, but 80% is getting pretty close if the numbers change.
Yeah, on this analysis, I'm not the person that runs the days at sea trip limits model, but I'm fully aware of what goes into it and what can be done. And I think the council should not really get its hopes up for a bang-up, you know, definitive analysis of this, because we're now getting up into catch levels that we haven't experienced in the recent past. So we don't have data, really, on behavior at those levels. And also, given the fact that even at the 5,000 metric ton target limit right now, total allowable landings target, the vessels are not catching it, and they do not appear to be constrained by either the trip limit or the days at sea allocation. So you can make it 100,000 metric tons, and we won't really know what's going to happen in that scenario. That's been a problem. So the analysis results, we'll do the best we can, but don't get your hopes up that it's going to be this bang-up definitive, you know, thing. And so much is changing right now in the Gulf of Maine with regards to the groundfish fishery that's so integrated with the monkfish fishery. It's going to be really hard to predict the outcome of this. So we'll do the best we can, but it's not going to be what I would call definitive. The other comment I had is with regards, maybe it's a question for Gene. If we throw a new alternative that is outside of the range of items that was analyzed in the environmental assessment and taken to public hearings, can we proceed with this analysis, bring it to the council, take a vote, and submit the final EA without further ado?
Well, I'll give my stock answer. You know, it should be, if it's something that wasn't contemplated, it should be the public should have an opportunity to comment on it before it becomes the final choice of the council. I mean, you can do it after you've been to public hearings, et cetera, but you may need to ensure that there's some additional public comment and notice of the change before it's finally adopted.
Could the next council meeting meet that requirement? In other words, we notify the public that this will be considered and discussed at the council meeting. And there's no, being an EA, there's no time like a 30-day comment period, 45-day comment period that you have on an environmental impact statement.
Yeah, this is more, I think, under Magnuson Act requirements for actions to be subject to public comment and council deliberation. So I think how does this impact the Mid-Atlantic Council's
They voted to defer to the New England Council on this. So they've essentially approved this if the New England Council approves this.
Somewhat defensible to do it this way, as long as you think the public is having an adequate opportunity to consider and comment on this before you make your final decision.
Somewhat defensible is better than no.
All right, I had Jimmy next, but after Jim, I'm just going to ask, is there anyone on the council that wants to object to including this new alternative? We can have some of these other discussions after that. Is there anyone that objects on the council to inclusion, delaying final action until June? Take any comments from the audience, specifically looking for anyone that's objecting to this. Back to the council. Ready for the question? The motion to substitute. All those in favor, raise your hand. Unanimous. Now we have to vote on it again. The main motion is substituted. All those in favor, raise your hand. 16 in favor. Against? Abstentions? One abstention. Motion is substituted. The main motion is substituted. Carries 16-01. Terry?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The second part of Section 3.2, I'm going to make a motion on behalf of myself because...
Do you want to do the southern area on behalf of the committee?
Do we need
before the reactive one?
Do we need to do the southern area?
It's up to you. We have the vote here was pertaining to the proactive accountability measure for the north. We have a motion on behalf of the committee with regards to the south. And then there's a motion that Terry's going to make that will require a second because the committee did not make a motion on this with regards to the reactive accountability measure. We thought for the record, it would be good to have the vote of the council to include that in the amendment. So the southern management area was approved by the Mid-Atlantic Council by a vote of 15 with one abstention. And that is to approve option 2, 11,469 metric tons. And just by the way, we're going to streamline this whole thing. The last block of measures that was approved by the Mid-Atlantic Council and the committee and everything, Terry's going to make as one. So we don't have to go through every one individually and vote unless you object. So we'll get through this pretty quick.
Just so I'm clear, so the expectation is we're going to go through and make all these votes, and then we're going to hold off the vote for final submission until we come back in June, and we're going to either pick the 80% threshold or one of the other two. And then we're going to vote through the whole package with no expectation that we go back and revisit any of the motions going through today and have no debate on any of them. Period. That's the expectation of the council. Okay. Otherwise, I don't see the point in going forward until June. We're clear? Terry?
That would be my expectation, Mr. Chair. We've got pretty clear... recommendations from the public, the AP, and the committee. But this motion on the board is one I'm making on behalf of myself. It's to move to adopt.
You're doing the southern areas yet?
On the southern area.
Southern area on behalf of the committee. The one you're doing is the reactive accountability measures.
So you want to vote? You want this council to vote on all the southern?
How about we take a 10-minute break?
Yeah. Okay.